4, Romeo, Yankee Lima, K4RYL, mobile monitoring.
KR4YLI, this is KR4AAE. Did I get your call sign right?
Close enough to where I figure you're probably talking to K4RYL, Kilo 4, Romeo, Yankee Lima. But nice attempt. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. I heard you throw your call out there, and I was sitting in the line of traffic trying to figure out what the guy in front of me was doing. I was like, oh boy, did I get his call sign right? I was like, okay, well, I got it now. K4YLI. Name is Steven on this end. I'm doing pretty good, just in the normal 5 o'clock rush hour traffic. Everything is on your end.
Doing good, just leaving the office for the day, so I figured when I cranked the radio up, cranked the truck up, I got a choice between satellite radio and ham radio, so I chose ham radio during the evening commute.
Not a bad option either. I have a similar choice. Do I turn on Spotify or do I crank up the radio? I picked the radio this time around because I know once they get the kid in here, she'll be like, can we listen to... Okay, we can listen to some kid music.
Yeah, well, see, I'm a single guy, never married, no kids, so I don't have anybody want to listen. I might feel like it's ham radio time or music time, but I always keep the radio on at least on 1465-2 if I'm listening to anything, but then just listening for traffic and all that stuff, even if I'm listening to music, and can turn the music down or turn the music off when somebody pops up on Simplex or on a repeater or this repeater or something like that, so I like to keep it running. I like to keep a monitor on it even if I'm not feeling talkative.
That I usually try to keep the radio on if I am free and I hear somebody throw their call out, I will try to answer. I was listening to the repeater a couple days ago, and somebody was saying, yeah, if I hear somebody on the throw their call sign out, I usually try to respond, so I try to do the same thing, get a little more activity on the repeater, maybe get some more people interested in the hobby.
Got to keep the repeaters alive. I mean, I lived in Charleston, and down there in Charleston, those repeaters are completely dead. But everybody, the funny thing was, everybody was on Simplex. So I got so trained to listening in on Simplex and anywhere around 14652 that I've gotten, now that I'm up here and there's stations up in the mountains, there's stations down the mountain, stations down the hill from us, where I set up a little base station in my house that I've got pictures of it on QRZ, I can get on there. It's I didn't realize until I set up that base station how much fun it was doing Simplex from a base station. I've never had one before in the house. It only had a radio in the truck and then doing satellite stuff. And I've had a lot of fun. It's a ton of big base Simplex stations out there. That's a lot of fun, but Simplex just doesn't quite work as well when you're out driving around. But it still does its job. It still does a great job.
I do listen to the Simplex as well on the 14652. I've been toying with the idea of just driving around town one day, or if I'm out and about, just hopping in on Simplex, throw my call sign out there and see who's listening out there. Maybe that'll be my experiment for the weekend when I get a little bit of free time in the car.
On Simplex. It's been cool. I think right after I put it in there, we had some conditions, and it was I think it was Sunday morning before last, after the weekend I had put in the station, I put up the antenna at my house and all that stuff. I think there were some conditions. I talked to St. Matthew, South Carolina on 5-2, which is down near where you start getting into the Charleston area and all that stuff. So that was a thrill. But yeah, now I always keep the listening on 5-2 in case something's going on. And there's more than, people get on there and they're shocked to hear or anything around it. Like, I'm lucky enough on the radio I got. Well, I put it on 5-2, but I put it on a scope. So I can see on the scope if anything's popping up near it without actually having to scroll around, and can tune over to it. And there's all kinds of little conversations going on radio to radio here in the upstate. So I was pretty surprised by that. And everybody, will get me and be like, oh, you know what, I'm surprised there's other Simplex stations out there. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're out here.
That's good to know. What are you running at your house that you can make it all the way down to Charleston area?
See, I've got a Yaesu FTM-150, a little dual bander, full duplex radio, and then I liked it so much I bought another one for in the house. I went to Atlanta on a little field trip and got another FTM-150 for inside the house for my desktop, and then I also bought a Diamond antenna, the Diamond X30A, little dual band base antenna, which is working like a charm. All I did was just simply go out and get a 10-foot tall PVC pipe, and I've got it outside my window there in the back where not many people can see it. And get on there, and it's only 10 feet up. It doesn't even clear the roof line, and that thing will get out all over the place. I was shocked. With the exact same radio that I've got in my truck, so I've got two of the same radio, but did a great job, man. Now, this radio I'm talking on, if you put it on high power, it'll do 55 watts, so you'd be surprised what you get. When we're here in the upstate, especially where my antenna's pointed, we've got great range into the mountains and all that stuff, but then everywhere else in the state is below us in altitude. So that, and I kind of live on a natural hill in the Augusta Road area of downtown Greenville. So I realized that when I looked at the little hill I lived on. I was like, I think I can capitalize on this.
Good to know. Maybe I'll go get the PVC pipe or get something and throw up a spare antenna in the backyard somewhere on a little 10-foot pole and see what happens. But it's good to know you can get down there on 5-2 some days. Yeah, I think I spoke to you probably last week sometime because the Diamond antenna rings a bell and the little hill out in downtown Greenville makes sense. I think I did speak to you last week, I think.
Did too, because I kind of remember the voice. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I got that. The guy at Ham Radio Outlet down there, I stopped by there while I was in Atlanta, and I knew I wanted another road, and I was going to make my own little base station. I knew I needed another little radio. And then the guy was like, well, you know what, instead of putting a little mobile antenna meant for a vehicle, just get this and go get yourself a PVC pipe from Home Depot, which is close by where I live. And I looked at it and said, okay, well, it's not going to hurt. So I threw the thing on top of the PVC pipe and did everything I was supposed to, and then I've got a jumper running through the window there in one of the bedroom windows, and so I can close the window down flush on it, and then got the coax routed all the way around the edges of the room where you kind of really can't see it, and they're definitely not going to trip on it, and it's a pretty little temporary setup. I don't own the house, but it's a great little setup for a rental. Luckily, they were gracious enough to let me take actually go and like drive a couple of feet of that PVC pipe down into the soil. So it's pretty safe, stable setup. It's a very simple setup, but it's been effective so far.
You've given me some good ideas. I mean, it's not like I need anything else to tinker with, because I'm always tinkering with something. But yeah, I'll give that a shot. Well, it was nice chatting with you. I gotta head out here. Almost at the kids' school, so I'll clear out. K4YLI, KR4AAE, 73, and clear on your final.
Talking to you, and enjoy the children's music when the kid gets in. Yeah, we're about to jump out, too. We got some stops to make before we actually hit the homestead for the evening. So, but then we'll have the radio on all evening there in the house, so that's the cool part. But, yeah, call sign on this end is Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Lima. So, yeah, I'll keep a note on your call sign there, and you have a pleasant evening. I'll say 73s. K4 RYL clear. Have a great one.